Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about hardwood conservation reserve program plantings going forward. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Hardwood Specialist. Randy, today we're talking about specifically hardwood plantings under the Conservation Reserve Program and what a landowner may do to improve their CRP hardwood stand. First, Randy, can you provide me a little background to the CRP and hardwood plantings?
Well, Amy, the Conservation Reserve Program was established under the 1985 Farm Bill as a means of removing poorly drained agricultural land out of production in order to reduce erosion and thus improve water quality. As an incentive, landowners were offered an annual payment on a per-acre basis to move from ag production to either natural grass systems or tree plantings. In Mississippi, the vast majority of this type of land is located in the Delta region, and because of the pH of the soils, these sites were planted to hardwoods. The length of time under CRP plantings were designed to be 10 to 15 years with an annual subsidy based upon the location and the soil type. The landowner also had the ability to move out of the program at the end of that 10 to 15 year period or re-sign for additional time. Remember, the focus was to remove what is termed marginal productive land out of agriculture and back into a more natural settings, in this case, native tree stands. But these plantings did not really take off until the mid-1990s, and today there are some over 300,000 acres of CRP plantings, hardwood plantings, located in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. These plantings were established at a 12 by 12 foot spacings and were meant to be a mixture of different hardwood species. However, in most cases, what we're finding that they are primarily oak species, if not all oak. In addition, we are also finding that survival was fairly high, at least in the ones we visited.
Okay, so that sounds like the program has been a success, but I have a feeling there is something that makes you want to talk about these plantings.
Amy, you're right. These plantings were a success. They reduced erosion and increased water quality. But the aspect of which is missing from these plantations is that the trees age, they begin to shade out everything on the ground. Thus, wildlife, deer primarily, that the landowners were seeing starts to decline as both the browse and the cover begins to dramatically decrease. In addition, acorn production is either very little or not even there at the ages of 10 to 20 years. Adding to this problem is that crown stratification is almost non-existent because of all the trees are at the same level of crown competition. The stratification is greatly hampered. The trees also exhibit heavy large branching, which is extremely detrimental if revenue is ever sought as the trees mature and age.
So what can be done?
This greatly depends on the objectives of the landowner and what he's willing to pay to alleviate some of the problems. In addition, these recommendations are not made as one size fits all, but aimed at providing the landowner with some ideas. First, the landowner could opt to remove all the trees and move the area back into agricultural production if he would like. This is not only costly, but really defeats the entire purpose of the program. I suspected that the cost would eliminate this option, but there are a lot of landowners who have done this very thing. However, a significant number of landowners really want to explore other options, especially those that are primarily focused on recreation, such as honey, as well as timber revenue as a secondary objective. In most cases such as this, we like to advise landowners to wait till the tree branches are pruned naturally to about 20 feet so they can get a good feel for where the growth and the quality is within the stand. But even prior to that time, where tree survival is fairly low, can be opened up to provide additional sunlight to the ground for either cover or growth of new forbs and grasses for deer. This should be done throughout the tract. Areas where trees are showing good production of acorns could be thinned to remove poor trees or trees competing with those that are producing the majority of the acres, thus enlarging the crown size and subsequently greater acorn production. Those areas that show good growth and form should be left until economically viable harvests can be made.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, hardwood specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.